This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What constitutes personality really is how you feel, act, and think.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things are developmental issues which are not, can never be cloned.
Yeah.
They are learned issues as you're brought up.
And now for our next story, scientists have made a breakthrough in cloning.
Well, hello.
Look who's here.
Darling, this is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Darling, it's so nice.
Well, no, it's not Dolly.
It's not a sheep.
No,
it's a monkey this time.
Yeah, that's right. So it's not Dolly. And you know what? It's quite interesting. So I was listening to that. I think it depends on what area you're from. So you think of Dolly, you think of Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Or you think of the cloned sheep, of course.
Correct.
Or you think of a Eurasian auntie, because every Eurasian auntie
is called Dolly.
Is called Dolly, yeah.
Auntie Dolly. I know many Auntie Dollies.
So do I.
Anyway, so for the first time, apparently, researchers have used cloning, the same cloning method that actually produced Dolly the sheep, to create two healthy monkeys.
Yep. So apparently, cloning hit a wall a while back. Since Dolly's birth in 1996, they've done a whole lot of different things. Nearly two dozen kinds of mammals.
Yeah.
Dogs, cats, pigs, cows, polo ponies even. But they haven't been able to make babies this way in primates. So primates, that category includes monkeys, apes, people. But apparently, scientists are saying now the barrier of cloning primate species has now been overcome.
That's right. There was a success with macaques and this was in China, right? And he said that it's been a long road, but they finally done it. Now, we forget that cloning also hit a funding wall because in America, there was a lot of conservative politics at play as well.
Yeah, so the big ethical debate, right? So with this, the monkeys in question are macaques, I think.
Macaques,
With panda names. I think because it was done in China. So the female baby monkeys, they're now 7 and 8 weeks old, named Zong Zong and Hua Hua.
That's a good name for a monkey.
So panda names.
I think so.
It sounds like to me. And you know what? It's not an exact science just yet. The process is apparently still very inefficient. It took 127 eggs to get two babies. And so far it's succeeded only by starting with a monkey fetus. The scientists failed to produce healthy babies from an adult monkey, though they are still trying. And the procedure is apparently really, really challenging. But of course, you know, with this, you really bring that ethical dilemma to the forefront.
It does. We're going to cross over now to consultant neurologist Dr. George Lee, BFM's doctor in the house. Dr. George, always good to have you on the show. Now, when it comes to cloning, the first thing that comes to mind for most of us is the practice of creating a copy.
Mm.
Now, can you maybe talk us through the medical potentials of cloning that scientists are currently exploring?
I think the most basic thing that you would think of is, let's say, a father or a mother has lost a child in a tragic accident. The natural thing one would think about is just to use some of the tissues from their dead child in order to clone a child. I mean, that is quite a scary thought. And the other thing that you would imagine is that if someone loved themselves so much, you can clone yourself. And the other thing which would do is one would imagine that, let's say, a world leader from a country, Stalin or somebody from the dead, actually being raised to life again with cloning. So those would be scary thoughts. The scientists who created this from China said what they wanted to do was they intended to create identical primates so that in the future you can actually use those as a way to do scientific research, i.e., let's say if you create 100 genetically identical monkeys, then you can trial drugs on them quite easily with a standardized outcome. However, you can also argue that in the future, the cloning can create organs for people. Let's say somebody has got kidney failure, then a clone person will provide that spare part organ to replace the kidney. So all these are potential areas one can see excitement that will change mankind and save mankind. And on the other hand, some people would imagine that this is a nightmare scenario that will completely turn mankind into a horrific outcome.
Well, that scenario that you're talking about, Dr. George, about raising evil, you know, people from the dead, is particularly scary. So where do you stand on whether or not we should clone human beings?
So, obviously, you can say, oh, it's a benign situation. You know, somebody who mourns David Bowie's loss, like Ken Rathlan, who is clearly a big fan of David Bowie, will say that when his head is, in a cryo jar somewhere, one day we'll bring him alive again. But on the other hand, you know, if somebody has got a piece of tissues from Hitler, for example, it will be a complete different story, right? So where do you draw the line? In my opinion, I think it's a no-go area, because who decides what is right and who decides what is wrong? It is a very fine line that is open to interpretation. I think it's as long as we have that potential to clone a human, there is always potential for abuse in medical sense. So I think if you see all the scientific responses from today's exciting news, majority of people say this is the part where it stops. It stops at primates and doesn't go beyond human. However, it won't surprise you probably 20 years from today, which is probably 40 years from when Dolly was sheep was cloned, somebody somewhere will say they cloned another human being. And we need to be prepared with where we draw the lines when it comes to values and also what is permissible and what's not.
Sure.
So, George, there are strong ethical guidelines for researchers and medical professionals around the world that dictate where the line is to be drawn when it comes to a matter like cloning.
Okay, that's a good point. There are two things. Number one is that anybody who's against animals being used in experimental studies such as vivisection will tell you that Dolly the sheep cloning actually wastes a lot of embryos. It means for this case, to create two genetically identical clone monkeys, you need to waste 79 embryos. So that itself is ethically raised a lot of issues. On the other hand, you can say in the future, when it comes to human, as long as we play it by the rules, you'll be okay. You know, to say that, okay, you know, somebody who has a deceased child to be cloned is all right, but, you know, somebody like Hitler to be cloned is not all right. This is a problem, you see, because who decides it's all right and who is not decide it's all right? Number one, it's not agreeable amongst the experts. And number two is that you will always have a situation where there are loopholes to explore and then people will just go down the slippery slope.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. George. That was George Lee, BFM's Doctor in the House. Catch him on the Health and Living Show every Friday at 4 p.m.
Yep, we've got a 10-minute poll running on our Twitter page asking you this. We've figured out how to clone monkeys, but what would you like to clone next? The answers are deceased persons, dinosaurs, the Malayan tiger. So far, 62% want the Malayan tiger.
Dinosaurs. Every day, dinosaurs.
Okay, vote.
Yeah. You can also call us on 03-77-109-000 to talk back at any time. Do you have any thoughts on cloning? Are you against it on ethical grounds, religious grounds? Call us and let us know. We have a caller on the line, Kowe. You have a comment about the possibility of cloning humans. What do you say?
I think when people talk about cloning, they're probably imagining someone who's even mentally, it's not just physically, but psychologically, the consciousness, it's identical. And I think that's a bit, it is going a bit too far. Even twins, as we know them, they are not really identical in the way they think, in the way they behave. So I think it's kind of, we are okay with watching them in movies, in sci-fis and all that, but it's going to wreak havoc in actual real life if that happens.
All right. Thank you so much, Kowe, for your thoughts. Call us on 03-77-109-000 if you have anything to add to the conversation. You're listening to the all-new Evening Edition. We've got One Eye Dollar coming your way, Clutch, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.